Yes, indeed. What's happening? And good day to you all. I don't want to say today because you could be watching on any day. This might be Thursday when you're watching this joint right here. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate that because the replay value and the late play value is just as important as tuning into the live and the episode on the day of. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Google the Brooklyn Barber. Because I need to, apparently. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who the fuck that is.
Let me go find out.
ChatGPT said, hey, he existed. So I'm going to check out some matches. And I'll do that after we handle business here. And business here is always about the aspect of talking about wrestling in an unconventional way like nobody else in the world. It is time for the First Black Champ Podcast, and I'm the pick, because you see this shit, Cam from the Port.
And I am JR Bang. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Barbershed Digital is the home. Make sure you also go ahead and get that merch. You see Camp with the yellow on, and the Brooklyn Brawler. You can follow on Instagram at the Brooklyn Brawler. They have walk-ins available at 158 Wife Avenue in North Williamsburg, 99 Norman Avenue in Greenpoint, and 376 Graham Avenue in E. Williamsburg. All right. Walk-ins are welcome. And make sure you follow at D with two E's, D Brooklyn Brawler. We'll have more on why we are promoting that in a little bit later in the show. With that being said, man, we know what it was last night. Well, not last night, during the afternoon, but for some of us, we either watched last night or currently watching right now, because Camp was at work and I was at a repast. So before we even get to that, look. Let me open it up for anybody and everybody who is a fan of ours and who is on the First Black Champ Facebook page.
Yeah.
Don't wait on us to start shit.
Yeah, for sure. I worked 10 to 8 yesterday. Sorry. and talked my way into another opportunity during work. So, hey, listen, man, you know, we do our part by definitely giving y'all a show. And yeah, I mean, if you have no Twitter late night, since Facebook kicked me off of our own platform.
I figured when I saw your Facebook page, when I saw your Facebook posts, I figured that was it.
Yeah.
What happened?
So I was watching Money in the Bank after work and saw Shayna Baszler walking towards, I believe it was Liv Morgan. And I'm just entering in the thread. And I was like, oh, Shayna Baszler dumping with her ugly ass. And Facebook was like, nah, this is bullying. this is offensive. Like, similar comments have been deleted because this is bullying. So,
fam, I didn't even get an alert.
It sent to me.
No, but I'm an admin too.
Oh.
So since I'm an admin also, I was like,
yeah,
where's this at?
Yeah, no, they got rid of me. Like, they was like, hey, admin, you can't do this, basically. that's how they came at me. So I deleted it. It just went to Twitter, and I didn't put it on Twitter. But yeah, man, you know, trying to, I guess it's probably a backhanded compliment to Shayna Baszler, but, you know, she was dumping.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know I've done a lot worse comments. So, and also, I'm doing something different this morning, right? Okay. Because we all have everybody on our Facebook page for First Black Champ, but I noticed this for a couple of weeks. That in our Some Dude Pod group, we have a number of wrestling fans.
Okay.
That don't know I have a wrestling podcast too. So, So, I am currently going live on the Some Dude Pod Facebook page.
Awesome.
So, all of you all can know that this ain't the only, Some Dude ain't the only podcast I got.
Yeah.
It's this and it's First Black Champ. So, when y'all decide to put wrestling shit in Some Dude, And I tell y'all, take that shit to First Black Champ. This is the official invite. Yeah. Y'all take that wrestling shit over there. So, yeah. And also, I'm going to blame one person, Camp. I don't know if he was working or not, but I'm going to blame one person for the thread yesterday.
Okay.
Pierre is an admin, I believe, on the Facebook page. First Black Champ. Nigga, do the thread. if you don't see us working on the thread, throw it out there, Key. But no, if anybody that wants to start any threads, I don't care if it's Monday Night Raw, I don't care if it's SmackDown, Impact, AEW, New Japan. Oh, he said he wasn't at home either. Hey, we was all fucked up.
Adult life.
You know what I'm saying? But if you want to start a thread and it's something that you're watching, start that thread. All right? We might not join y'all on some of them shits because we do work. Yeah. But start the thread. That's hard. Do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we call it the First Black Champ community. You know what I'm saying? And just like, you know, everybody got to cut their grass, but everybody don't lead neighborhood watch. You know what I'm saying? The same person that be sending out the kids to pick up lawn care and trash for the elderly or whatever ain't the same people that might put on the ice cream social. You dig? Like, it just could be different. But we all in the community, First Black Champ community. So, you know, yeah, man. Hey, do what you wish. Just don't disrespect us. You know? That's it. You know? Like, because we on what you on. That's all.
There you go. Hey, man, so let's go ahead and get this joint started. Man, for the first time in 3.5 years, Roman Reigns was pinned last night at Money in the Bank by Jey Uso.
Yeah, man.
Man, I'm not going to say that I'm shocked that Roman Reigns and Solo lost. I know my prediction was a no contest. Mm-hmm. One of the old niggas was going to come out and be like, all right, fam, this is how we going to settle this shit.
Right.
You know, but I'm not shocked that Roman Reigns and company lost.
Okay.
What I am shocked about, however, is the way that they lost, which is Roman Reigns got pinned, not Solo, but Roman Reigns got pinned. Mm-hmm. So when you saw last night what I'm eventually about to see in about 20 minutes, what was your thoughts?
So it took watching the whole match for me to be like, wow, this is great long form, full circle storytelling. Because I didn't expect Roman Reigns to get pinned either. Matter of fact, if y'all remember my prediction from last week, I was saying that Roman Reigns was going to leave Solo to get beat up by his brothers.
You did.
And honestly, there were some points in the match where I was like, this might happen. So when I seen it, but man, did they throw it all the way back to 3 years ago when you ain't watched it. So the act of Roman Reigns kicking out with low blows, that happened to him. And then, you know, again, the person who starts the tribal chief run. Yeah, it's Roman Reigns, but it's really Jey Uso. You know, like, he is the guy that starts all of this. I think we've had certain storylines take place, and I'm drawing the blank right now, but let's just throw it back to recently. Like, how the Iron Sheik starts Hulkamania. That's what Jey Uso is to the tribal chief. He can't just do this story the way it's constructed against anybody else, and it hit the same that first year the way that it did. They made it totally an entire family issue, and they're full circle to another family issue. But now, for all the slander and the beatings and the losses and, per storyline, near-death experiences that Jey Uso suffered within the first 18 months,
yeah,
he finally got some retribution with the pin last night. And I think that is honestly the perfect way to restart the Usos, to restart Roman Reigns, and to maybe reestablish what's going to happen with Solo.
So now on SmackDown, right? Now, this was something that was interesting on SmackDown. SmackDown, we had Bianca Belair interfere in Charlotte Flair and Asuka's match. We had we had Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn defeat Pretty Deadly. Anything else was really like, you know, just really setting up for Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. But something that was interesting is the Usos picked Solo to be the eventual tribal chief, which made Roman look at Solo like, which for you makes a little bit more sense when you see some of the tags that Roman Reigns, you know, did last night or yesterday afternoon, watching Money in the Bank. It was also interesting to see Roman Reigns have a shirt say the only one on there on Friday instead of, you know, just a regular ass, you know, Tribal Chief shirt.
Yeah.
But that's also the reason why it was more shocking to me that Roman Reigns took the pin than Solo. Because to your point, if Solo takes the pin, he could be like, fuck all y'all niggas. It's all about me again.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. So then it raises the question about the Solo thing. It raises the question about the Jay thing. I'm on record as saying that I believe that a Fatal 4-Way should happen at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. Even after watching what I'm watching right now, with the with, it looks like Roman looking at Solo like, can I trust this dude? Jay getting the pin, but Jimmy kicking off the process so he could get the pin in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it seem like to me, a Fatal 4-Way, it should be that. But are we more likely to get Jay, main event Jay, versus Roman Reigns at SummerSlam? And is there a small chance, that we could get a new undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion between Solo or Jay?
No, not between those two. No.
God damn, that was quick.
Yeah, super quick. Because because
talking about Bang, this is just
I do think it's a great question though. I think it's a great question for this reason. Who would the Usos want better to be the tribal chief than their little brother? That they're 8 years apart. He's officially the youngest in charge. He's next. He's literally next. And if they're twins and they don't care about this whole tribal chief thing and they more about holding the tribal chief down, why not make it your younger brother? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, with the victory last night, with no extra work put on Solo, what I feel that does is that makes him make a decision. It's like, okay, so you know we can beat y'all. So how you not fucking with us? Like, and we really family. Like, he family, but we family. What you mean? Like, yo, you can, hey, we'll make you the centerpiece. You ain't got a belt yet. You ain't main event or nothing yet. We done that. So what's up? You want to roll with us and really get on this tribal chief thing? Or you going to stay behind him, keeping him hot? What you want to do? See, that's what I think the bigger story is for Solo in general. And that's what we're setting up. To me, if Jay puts Jimmy out and the match at Money in the Bank is just Jay versus Roman, then I see what you're saying about the potential of him or Solo potentially fighting Roman Reigns at SummerSlam and getting that rub. But Jay's made the decision that, hey, look, I'm made of it, Jay, and I step up, but yo, this is still my brother. Like, this is where my success really lies. My long-term success that I'm happy about achieving, it lies here. So I never see that ending because, again, I'm going to say this, and I know it's wrestling and I know whatever, but a lot of teams can break up and come back together and it's all good. But the Usos ain't one of those teams. The Usos right. are one of those teams are just the fabric of tag team wrestling. And they are, even if you can like one more than the other, but you don't like them more apart than together. And there's other teams that you can say, well, I actually like the solo run, or I like this run, or this whatever. But you can't do that with the Usos. But to keep the tribal chief thing and the shift in their lineage, because, you know, Rikishi would even be for that, because that means he got the most successful kids. Also, that would also mean that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, all of this is up for Rikishi. Like, Rikishi Fatu wins in all of this. So as long as the Usos and Solo maintain their thing, he's good. Now, I'm curious on, does Roman Reigns fall in line? And he realizes that he does have to rule a certain way because, A, unfortunately, the only people around you are your cousins. You have no brothers to bring into this or no sisters. So you kind of got to fall in line even though you run things right now. And that's what I'm more curious about happening. But to answer your direct question again, no, nobody in the bloodline is even ready to be put in a match against Roman Reigns for the WWE Undisputed Heavyweight Championship. And I believe he got a shot at losing.
Yeah. I'm on the same page as you. I don't see it. I think Money in the Bank is your championship. Really. Like I look at, matter of fact, let's go back in our day. Just look back in the 80s, right? Hulk Hogan beats Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant needs a win. That's what the Survivor Series come in.
Yeah.
You know, and then do they do a rematch after that? Yeah. But it's it's a double disqualification. Mm-hmm. But the Andre the Giant needed that win. Mm-hmm. And in order for this feud to make sense, I think this is Jey Uso's Survivor Series. Like, he won. Then it just so happens that he pinned. That the difference is that he pinned the Hulk Hogan of this day.
Yeah.
You know, for Survivor Series, you know, Andre the Giant was the sole survivor, and he went over on Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan came down and cleared the ring and posed.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the difference here, mm-hmm, with Roman Reigns getting pinned. Because Hulk Hogan ain't getting pinned in these situations. No, yeah. Hulk Hogan. And that's a shout to Roman Reigns, too. This is the first time Buddy has been pinned.
Facts.
Since the Baron Corbin feud. So that right. even tells you how long this has been. Because Baron Corbin had three different versions of Baron Corbin since.
Yeah. And all of them lost.
Right. You know, shit, one of them came back and lost on NXT.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, that shows you how long Roman Reigns hasn't been pinned. So for him to say, yo, cuz is going, I'm going to lose and cuz is going to pin me, mm-hmm, that says a lot.
Yeah.
Because I am under the thought that whoever pins Roman Reigns, I don't care what capacity it is, whoever pins Roman Reigns is the person that should win the championship.
Mm.
This okay. should not be a situation where he pins somebody and there's no rub off of that pin.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
But in this case, the rub is going to be Money in the Bank. Because I can't see if they do decide to go Jay versus Roman at SummerSlam. I don't see Roman Reigns losing the belt. However, if they go the direction I suggest, which is the fatal four-way, Roman Reigns could lose the belt and not get pinned.
Yeah. That's true.
Go on a little break because he pissed. And then at Survivor Series, get his shit back. Because I've been saying for a while now, I don't think Hulk Hogan is the goal. I don't think Bruno Sammartino was the goal. The goal was to knock Pedro Morales' ass out of here. That's done.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm also on record on this pod by saying that start looking at title changes or potential title changes after July 1st. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here.
Yeah, true.
So I don't believe it's going to happen. I think it's a 99% chance that Roman Reigns lose this belt to anybody before WrestleMania. However, my man been rocking, even though it's been in a part-time way, he been rocking for 3.5 years now.
Yeah.
It's time for him to sit down for 3 months.
Mm.
So, the 1% chance is Jay pinning Solo to win the championship in a fatal four-way at SummerSlam. That's the 1% chance. Or his brother. That's the 1% chance. I just don't think it's going to happen. But, again, I've said here on many occasions, start looking at possible title changes July 1st. Ladies and gentlemen, it's July 2nd. Let the games begin.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to play into that fatal four-way thing because you've been talking it up and it does make a lot of sense. So, look. If they do a fatal four-way, then I 100% think Solo Sikoa is going to win it. And that be his first victory, her first main event victory, and first title, because that is some real tribal chief-ish, right? However, the reason why I also pick Solo is because, respectfully, that's a much easier cash-in for Damian Priest. If, in case he does not go the Seth Rollins route. And I think that Solo Sikoa could be a good summer, late summer into early fall champion that can lose respectfully at a marquee pay-per-view. And it's all good. But the thing is, I think the next person that whoever beats Roman or would beat Solo in that instance, they got to be the champ for at least 6 months to a year. I'll be honest with you. Only because I think we're seeing how good long title runs actually are. Especially when you have a talent that can reinvent themselves and also put over people around them in even ways we didn't expect.
Hey, I didn't see this on social. But damn. So Jey Uso got speared.
Oh, yeah.
And got the throat joint. And kicked out?
Yeah. All right. Hey, they all Samoan, so I let it rock. I don't expect any non-Samoan to do that. So I'm gonna be clear. I'm gonna be clear on something with y'all right now. Samoans kicking out of other Samoans' special moves is 100% fine to me because I expect them to lay anybody else, including black people, down with that. Even Rocky Johnson. Everybody who is not Samoan can't kick out of Samoan special moves. And I'm okay with that.
Hey, man. Because of that, I changed my thought. Yeah. I mean, you can't have somebody kick out of that.
Yeah, both too.
Yeah. And the way Solo looked at Rowan ass, he looked at his ass like, bitch.
Right.
Fuck you whining for? Like, are you crying?
I thought you was the tribal chief.
Yeah. Yeah. My fatal four-way about gotta happen. It's too much. Yeah, it's too much. Oh, okay. I like this little transition. Whoa!
Jay looked really strong last night.
Yes.
Jay, Jay looked really strong last night, and Jay looked like
the realest leader. That's the, the kick out to the nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they gotta do this fatal four way, Jack. Yeah, man. Look,
definitely a dope match.
Straight ass in the back.
Yeah, you see him. What up, Trey?
He over here like, wow.
Yeah,
they gotta do this fatal four way, Jack.
Yeah, man. And you know what? Jay looked very strong last night, and I think that it totally sets up a lot of story to still continue just amongst the three brothers. You know, I think what's so dope about the story that they're telling right now is that Jay put himself as the underachiever that's trying so hard to level up to Jimmy and Roman that now he's ascending above them. But his older brother is going to fall in line because that's still his brother.
So, I'm with you. I got a thought, though.
Mm-hmm.
As I look at this, and I go back to what Jay said at SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
when he officially left the bloodline.
Yeah.
You said he always listened to his older brother, but Roman Reigns is the reason why he's main event Jay.
Mm-hmm.
You got injured, I stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of things could happen here. And this is why this fatal four-way has to happen. Because I could see Jay winning with the help of his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I said here on this show before, Jimmy is the big show of the WWE WrestleMania 2000 main event. He's a nigga that ain't got no chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H, it's The Rock. Y'all are the ones.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Forgot who was the fourth man outside of the big show that quick.
Foley.
Yep. But whatever. Like, Foley has more of a chance than the big show.
Mm-hmm.
But
for sure.
But I can see Jay helping his brother in a match and looking at his brother basically to say, you the tribal chief, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and get the pen.
Yeah, hey. And I think Jimmy is here for that because I think that he said a lot even a few weeks before that when he was like, because when it comes to this Usos and when it comes to this day one-ish, I am the tribal chief. Like, meaning like, hey, this team got off the ground because of me.
I'm glad you said that. Because that's the next part.
Yeah.
Jimmy is on record of saying this shit don't happen if it ain't for me.
Yeah.
So Jimmy could be like, look, tired of y'all disrespecting me, Jack. I don't know what y'all think this is,
mm-hmm.
but if it wasn't for me, wouldn't none of y'all be here?
That's a fact.
They can both say, we sincerely believe that the tribal chief is Solo. They can say that.
Yeah.
Or Jimmy could say, fuck you, brother. Roman is a tribal chief, man.
Yeah.
And cost it. And then Roman be looking like, which leaves Jay officially out on his own.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot that can happen. Yeah.
It's definitely a lot.
A lot.
The other part about this, again, even just when you even go back to the heyday, right? Outside of Roman Reigns, everybody, like Jimmy Uso was the glue to everything, to his point. But, you know, even the way Roman came at Jimmy at first was like, he kind of came at him. The story was almost, and you know what? You're supposed to be me. What happened? You know, like that was low-key Jimmy story when he came back with the Nobody's Bitch t-shirts and all of that. It was like Roman kind of looked at him like, yo, you know, you're supposed to be me. You even got here before me. What happened to you? Like, how come you ain't did half of what I done? And so that's what is so cool about the angles that Jimmy can add to this story, because technically he still ain't got his time yet. He technically still ain't got his time yet in this story. So hey, look, season 5 of the Bloodline been picked up. Season 5 kind of fire right now.
My man says season 5, Jack. Like, and you ain't lying though, because this is like season 5 of the Bloodline, and I'm with it. Like, because now things definitely don't seem predictable. There's a number of ways that the WWE can go in this, and I think to me it all revolves around Jimmy. If they go the route that I go, it all revolves around Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And I think Jimmy's personal issues could come into play too.
Yeah.
Because as Roman says, you supposed to be me in the way that you put it. Mm-hmm. Why isn't he him? Mm-hmm. Injuries or personal issues?
Yeah.
And there's a personal story that could go with this too.
Absolutely.
So, man, look, it's definitely a lot of ways of going about it. I think WWE is going to go the supreme easy route. Mm-hmm. Which is Roman versus Jay, since Jay got the pin. Mm-hmm. But while Jay got the pin, the Usos got the win.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the more interesting route is on SmackDown, on Friday, Rikishi comes through and says, I'm speaking on behalf of the elders. And this is what needs to happen so we could curb all this bullshit. Mm. Fatal 4-way. In Detroit, the winner is the Universal Champ and the Tribal Chief. Mm-hmm. Then I'm even looking at the spectacle that it can become. Mm-hmm. Because you can make these niggas have the tribal dances and all that shit, got the face paint on. Mm-hmm. This could be like a real tribal war.
Yeah.
So that even the aesthetics of this can look great. We'll see what happens, but I think it's more layers to the story. If you have a fatal 4-way, then Jay going up against Roman and losing, mm-hmm. which I think we all know is going to happen, unless Roman is really like, I'm about to take a 3-month sabbatical, mm-hmm. and I'll holler at y'all at SummerSlam. Mm. So, hey man, let's go into some of the matches last night. So let's start with the first match of the night. The Money in the Bank ladder match, Can't Be Known.
Hey, man, thank you. Appreciate that. Can't Be Known.
Damian Priest defeated Butch, LA Knight, Logan Paul, Ricochet, Santos Escobar, and Shinsuke Nakamura. I predicted Ricochet. Mm-hmm. I did say that everybody's going for LA Knight, so LA Knight ain't going to win.
Yeah, man.
But you specifically said that Damian Priest will win
because
of his work that he's done, so he's deserving. Absolutely. But you also said that LA Knight should become the U.S. champion tonight, basically.
Absolutely.
So let's go.
Absolutely, man. Well, shout out to Damian Priest, first of all. Mad eyeliner on, you know what I'm saying? Hint of mascara. But he was out there putting in the work, man. That's But yeah, man, hey, listen. Payback, receipt, congratulations. Again, Damian Priest has just earned something. You know what I'm saying? Look, the last year and change for the Judgment Day has been stellar. It's been stellar. You know what I'm saying? They have become, as a faction, one of the best reasons to watch wrestling, period. And he needs a payoff for that, so I'm glad he got it. The match was dope. Man, I'll tell you this. I want to say this before I get to LA Knight and more on Damian Priest. Sabu's rich son, Santos Escobar, man, never has a crowd went so quiet when somebody was walking to a ladder ever in my life. Have I personally seen it? Like, you want to talk about somebody that they definitely just made seven, even though they were in the qualifying match? It was Santos Escobar. And I hate that for homie. I hate that for him. Because the guy that just walked to the ring and said he was going to be in the match got a better popping reaction than the guy that actually earned it and said he was going to do it for La Familia. And that's terrible. Kill this LWO thing, by the way. And I'll get to that for another reason later.
I'm going to just say this and allow you to keep cooking. Y'all don't care about Hispanics like y'all say y'all do. Y'all don't. Because even Zelina Vega got the quiet. And Zelina Vega came out there and had the flag, the Union Jack flag. Waving that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all don't care. Y'all don't really care. So let's stop the cap. Let's stop the cap. Only Puerto Rico cared.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, so like who you like, and it's all good. Just don't cap. That's basically it.
And London basically said, we ain't pandering to that shit.
Yeah. And I respect it. and race relations seem to be better there than it is in the United States. It seems to be. I'm just throwing out there.
God save the king.
You know what I'm saying? So Damian Priest, super, super dope to see that. That is honestly how the Money in the Bank should go. Sometimes it just can't be about the hottest person or the fan favorite. It should literally just be about the work that was put in by this person here. They need a moment to really put a bow on that. And I think that was dope. I mean, we've seen it in other instances, except they didn't win. Like, I mean, hey, look, I thought Xavier Woods deserved to be in the Money in the Bank match at one time. We saw Otis win one. So, you know, there is just something to be said about the work that you do in any situation, any circumstance. I think the payoff for those guys should be Money in the Bank, not necessarily mid-card titles, which leads me right over to LA Knight. Listen, once again, Austin Theory, you on the clock, bro. You better figure it out. A guy from Australia just did your segment better than you and got a way better pop with the exact same guy with not even saying he wanted a match. He said, hey, you need to come to my crib and tell people how great I am. And that got a greater pop than you disrespecting the man and getting walked off on. You better figure it out, but I figured it out for you. This is what needs to happen. LA Knight needs to take your title this Friday. All right, because it's Sunday. This Friday, the show needs to open with LA Knight versus Austin Theory. And to be real, they don't even need to do a promo for it. They just need to have Adam Pearce come out here and say, hey, where is Austin Theory? He has a match tonight. And the match is against LA Knight. Yeah. And that needs to be 7 minutes of losing to LA Knight and kicking off July. Kicking off 4th of July, the 4th of July post weekend for y'all that's going to celebrate afterwards with a white American male as the U.S. champion. I'm just throwing it out there because that is the payoff that he needs. You don't need to have a guy that hot with virtually doing nothing but losing and just talking shit.
Yeah.
He needs a title. Look, LA Knight has lost matches except for his Money in the Bank qualifying match. But other than that, he's been breaking video games. He's been slapping people. He's been throwing water on legends. Like, he's just done everything other than actually win a string of matches. And he's over.
Yeah.
So now put him over. Give him a match. Because now he's so hot now that he could hockey talk man Austin Theory and the crowd going to just go up regardless.
That's what, man, I'm... So I'm cool with Damian Priest winning.
Mm-hmm.
I have no issues with Damian Priest winning Money in the Bank. None whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I will say is that LA Knight has to get something.
Yeah, for sure.
He has to get something. And I think you've been right all along. All along, you've been right when it comes to this. LA Knight should be the United States champion. I am going as far as to say this. Do that shit at a house show and let that nigga pop up with the United States championship. I'm on that time.
Right. What happened Tuesday?
Like, ladies and gentlemen, like, I need us to get an alert from the WWE Network on our phone that says new champion crowned at house show.
Right.
And we click on that link and it says LA Knight, the new United States champion.
Mm.
And then there's a picture with him holding the belt. We don't need to go through a 7-minute match on SmackDown. Mm. He should be defending it that day and not against Austin Theory, man. Against Grayson Waller. That's what time I'm on.
Hey, I'm not mad. Have him drop that mug right in Tucson at WWE Live. Like, yeah. wherever they about to be on Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, anything can happen in the WWF needs to come back just specifically for LA Knight winning the United States Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Damian Priest deserves it. You have to understand, this goes back, y'all. Yeah. This ain't just what y'all saw in Puerto Rico.
Right.
This goes back to Damian Priest and Bad Bunny versus The Miz.
Thank you.
And forgot who it was.
Yeah.
In the match. Forgot.
Was it Logan Paul?
No. It was not Logan Paul. Yes. Bad Bunny and the Miz versus
It wasn't Ciampa, was it?
Nah.
I forget. Damn, we really don't remember. My bad though. My bad. But yeah. John Morrison. There we go.
There you go. John Morrison. Right. I forgot that time that John Morrison, or now Johnny TV, was in. Yeah, because he's in AEW. Was Johnny TV fan? Like he gonna add a show to his shit, you know. So that's what's up. He can't be Johnny Elite because it'll mess with the Elite. So you got to do Johnny TV.
Yeah, Miz Morrison. You're right, but you're absolutely right. So proceed.
And when he did that, he ended up getting a belt. You know what I'm saying? No, he dropped it. He dropped it for, like, I think it was AJ Styles or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
he's been deserving of something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a question. Well, it's not a question. It's more of a statement when it comes to wrestling fans.
Mm-hmm.
The workhorse wins, and you have an issue because the popular dude didn't win it. If the popular dude won it, then you'll have a big selection of folks that's like the workhorse mm-hmm. should have won it. This is when I be telling y'all what I be telling y'all damn near every show.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up. Because y'all put y'all selves in a conundrum when one of the favorites win. Now, right. I love LA Knight. I've mm-hmm. loved LA Knight since he's been Eli Drake.
Yes.
Camp has loved Eli Drake. And LA Knight, when he got signed, Kemp was the first one yelling, "Yo, future world champion here." So let me tell y'all something. Matter of fact, let me talk to you. Yeah. LA Knight has been in one major feud. And I think the part of the reason why y'all cheering LA Knight, the reason why y'all cheering LA Knight, the way that y'all cheering LA Knight, because the WWE gave him bullshit, and he made that shit chicken salad.
Man, lesson.
But that ain't enough.
Right.
When you see what Damian Priest has done.
Yeah.
Now, I believe that LA Knight's next step is beating Austin Theory for that belt. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem, though, y'all. WWE has this man still slated as a heel.
Yeah.
So technically it'd be a heel versus heel match. Right. So Austin Theory has to do something to this nigga, which is why I am telling you all this shit need to happen at a house show. Like, they need to show a tape of Austin Theory and like hitting this nigga for no reason. And then they say, yo, they had a match later on that night and he won the championship.
Yeah.
You can Lex Luger this shit if you want to. Because remember,
right,
we thought the narcissist was the narcissist until they had the Slam-a-thon
right,
during the 4th of July.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Lex Luger ass pop out with a red, white, and blue Tommy polo.
Yeah, but no, with the Coles polo.
Right.
And the Lees.
Yeah, with the Lees and some cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And he slammed them, and next thing you know, it's the Lex Express. Hey. Yeah. We still was like, yo, what made Lex Luger change his mind between that episode of Superstars that just aired? And then he got on the helicopter. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Still trying to figure it out, Lex. We're still trying to figure out Lex Luger's long 290-day long title reign and why he wanted to slam Yokozuna in the first place. Like, what made you change, Lex? But no, seriously, though, LA Knight has to be put in a meaningful feud.
Mm.
And when he's placed in that meaningful feud, we will go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, I'm chill. I'm good. We ain't got to worry about nothing else. And that's not me disrespecting the saying that LA, no, because I believe when he gets into an actual meaningful feud,
mm-hmm,
y'all gonna like him even more.
Yeah.
Once he gets in a meaningful feud, he's now Royal Rumble worthy. To me, there's only two people in the WWE right now that I could see winning the Royal Rumble. That's Cody Rhodes and that's Gunther.
Mm.
LA Knight has to actually get into a meaningful feud,
uh-huh,
in order for him to be that third person.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. Because of the way y'all cheer for this man, once that happens, I'm removing Gunther as my eyes-on favorite and moving LA Knight up.
Mm.
To go up against whoever is the Raw Heavyweight Champion. And that's going to be, at least vocally, a great feud.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's say, it's him versus Cody Rhodes or him versus Seth Rollins. That's about it, though.
I get
so
you.
Let LA Knight get into a real feud that he wins.
Yeah.
Then we move him. But yeah. LA Knight ain't been in a feud that he's won. Yeah. And the only feud has been Bray.
Hey, and not for nothing, LA Knight hasn't been LA Knight, the wrestler, for a full year yet on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Remember, we can't forget Max Dupri and the Maximum Male Models and how he was going to be a manager. And then all of a sudden they just said, nah, we're not going to do that. And then they made him change on the drop of a dime and he was LA Knight again. And then we got the Bray thing. So, but that's still been less than 12 months ago. So that was another reason why I wasn't mad at LA Knight winning, even though obviously this is a pro LA Knight show, but yeah, just speaking to what Bang said, like he just hasn't done the feud. He hasn't wrestled long enough. He hasn't had enough story and buildup. We just think he's entertaining. And yeah, that worked for Steve Austin. And I know where y'all gonna go with it. It worked for Steve Austin, but here's the thing. Steve Austin stuck by being a heel and he beat up more faces. Y'all just stopped cheering the faces.
Yep.
Like he beat Mark Merrill and he beat Jake the Snake Roberts in a redemption story, cut a scathing promo. Then he did a home invasion and y'all just kept cheering for it. Like, so just like Bang, and he's true to this now that I've just had time, just like Hogan's always been a heel, Steve Austin's always been a heel.
Basically.
But they're not doing that anymore. Like, they're not doing that with LA Knight. He's got to, unfortunately, got to get beat up by somebody else, or we got to start changing the dynamics of heels. Like, he got to go against Hit Row because we don't like them anymore. Something like that got to happen.
Basically.
Yeah.
And again, this is not me shitting on him.
No.
Because I am a fan of LA Knight. And I do see LA Knight as one of those people, like a Stone Cold Steve Austin, who couldn't, like, who came into a situation where it was really just fucked up. But even in the feuds that you started to see Stone Cold get in when he got boosted up, went against Bret Hart, he lost that feud.
Yeah.
But he won that feud because of the work that he put in. Yeah. But it took going up against Savio Vega, and it took going up against Owen Hart, and it took going up against The Rock in order for Stone Cold to be Stone Cold.
Right.
It's going to take LA Knight to go up against Austin Theory. It's going to take him to go up against Bobby Lashley or others. It's going to take him having meaningful feuds before he get that. Don't, because here's the other thing that I have a problem with when I saw people having an issue with LA Knight not winning. Y'all killed wrestlers for doing the same shit that y'all want LA Knight to do, to get shot to the top.
Yeah.
Y'all killed wrestlers for that shit. Oh, this person getting, and these was deserving wrestlers as well. Mm-hmm. But y'all killed them and their progress.
Yeah.
Because they shot up. Until y'all tell me a meaningful feud that LA Knight has been in his whole time in the WWE. And I mean NXT as well. We're not going to have this conversation about how he should have been a Money in the Bank winner. What we can have a conversation with and about is how Austin Theory should lose the belt this Tuesday in Tuscaloosa, Alabama at a house show because LA Knight has surpassed him. And then Grayson Waller can attack him on Friday when he's a part of the Grayson Waller effect. That's the conversation we need to have.
Facts.
So.
Facts. Looks for Xavier Woods feud comments.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go ahead. All right. So let's go ahead and keep going. Damian Priest, he wins. Let's go to the next match of the night, which was rumored to happen. I just didn't think they was going to pull the trigger that quick. Liv Morgan versus Raquel Rodriguez versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler beats the shit out of Ronda Rousey.
Damn it.
But it's not like when I saw this on social, my first thought was maybe did Ronda Rousey like accidentally hit Shayna? It just went 0-60.
Yeah. I thought that they cut a piece out of the replay.
Right.
That's what I thought happened. Because I didn't see it live. I was like, wait, what's going on? What happened? They didn't have no extra camera angle. They didn't show no accident. So it's like, so she didn't even Bad News Brown the situation? Like,
right.
Like, what happened? And then she just walked in. Off.
Right. She just got tagged in. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because look, hey, y'all know my theory. Once Raquel and Liv didn't come out with the same outfit, I was like, oh, they're losing. So they totally threw that in the garbage now. But I also didn't expect Ronda Rousey to get attacked for no reason. So the only thing I have to say about this match, okay, congrats to the ladies that won. That's cool, right? But the thing is, the only thing I have to say is, they think Ronda worked better as a face? Because I don't.
Yeah, we wasn't stuck, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. That was legit. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. So let's go ahead and move on to Gunther versus Matt Riddle by submission. By submission for the Intercontinental Championship. Short match.
Yeah.
But Drew McIntyre came through, you know what I'm saying, and let him know that he's back. So it looks like we're going to get Drew versus Gunther. For the Intercontinental Championship this time. What are your thoughts on this 5-star match waiting to happen? Because if we thought Sheamus and Gunther smacked.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not purposely being contrarian here. So I got some short and sweet to say. First of all, shout out to Matt Riddle showing up like a ghetto baddie, you know what I'm saying, to London. Had the two braids, white polish on the toes. You dig? He was doing his little shit, whatever.
He did look like a white. He did try to come down to the ring looking like a white bad bitch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, are you one of the wilding out girls tonight, bro? Like, what's happening?
He looked like a man Hey, Matt Riddle came down looking like Woe Vicky, fam.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, yes, Jules ass out of here, bro. Right. But, oh, God. All right. But, listen. Gunther versus Drew McIntyre, the match is going to be fire, right? But I won't lie to you, I'm not anticipating it. I haven't anticipated a Drew McIntyre match in about 18 months. I'm just keeping it real with you.
Oh, I ain't anticipating it.
Yeah.
I just know when we see the match, we're going to be like, damn, these niggas hurt.
Yeah. I don't know if Drew need new music. I don't know if he need a new tank top. I don't know if he need cut... size or a smaller katana blade versus the sword. I don't know what he need, but I'm not interested in Drew McIntyre. I was probably the only person that didn't pop when the music hit. So, you know what I'm saying? So, man, hey, whatever makes Gunther look great, because he is great, get Honky Tonk Man up out of here. Salute to both of those gentlemen, but I'm literally just here just to see the highlights of the match at this point.
Yeah, I just think John, I'm thinking about the John Morrison part. Nah, man. I just think that Drew McIntyre needs to be a heel again. I miss heel Drew McIntyre.
Mm.
That's the Drew McIntyre that I want to see at this point. I never liked face Drew McIntyre in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
My Drew McIntyre needs to beat the shit out of you and have no remorse for doing so.
Yes.
I don't need my Drew McIntyre to beat the shit out of people and then rah, to the fans. Like, no. I need no remorse, ruthless John. See the damn John Morrison. Goddamn key. I think it was, somebody else comment. Let me move the comments back. I don't want to see the comments now. I need ruthless, aggression, merciless Drew McIntyre. Mm-hmm. I don't need nothing. I don't need this good guy shit. I need my Drew McIntyre back.
I dig it.
Let's get that back. Moving on, a match that I'm disappointed the way that it went. Cody Rhodes versus Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah,
it was basically an 8-minute squash match.
Yeah.
But Rhea Ripley looked very good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this now. Rhea Ripley, looked very good. I like the braid shit. I like the little mohawk braid thing that was going.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought Rhea Ripley was fine, but it was just something about what I watched this morning, where I was just like, I hear songs in my head now. Like, Rhea Ripley looked like, okay, see, now I just started watching a little bit of Angela White, so I get it and understand it. But yeah, if we going in that direction, I don't mind going in that direction. Rhea Ripley was amazing last night, and she didn't even need to wrestle. Like, Rhea Ripley was built Miss Elizabeth to me last night. Like, she's the Miss Elizabeth that was fine, but will fuck you up. Like, Cody Rhodes wouldn't dare because like Brandy would get her ass beat. I don't even give a damn about the match. It was all about Rhea Ripley.
That's fair. That's fair. I was shocked by how that all transpired because obviously Dominic has tremendous heat, right?
Very tremendous.
And so in my mind, the way to for you to really do a real heat check is to have him beat somebody like Cody Rhodes. However, though, at the same time, as I sit and think about it, what does losing to Dominic Mysterio do for Cody Rhodes? And the answer could be potentially getting him another Stardust costume. So maybe they did make the right decision. Maybe they did. Because even though we're supposed to be anticipating Cody Brock 3, and we're not, the other thing that he can't do for the quest that he's on, which is winning the title my daddy never got, you can't have the runaway of that looking like, hey, Dominic Mysterio beat me too, though.
and that's the only, and the only reason why is because I was hoping that Brock did the bidding for him, so... Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about him lose. Like, he was never going to lose clean to Dominic Mysterio anyway. Yeah. But Dominic Mysterio and LA Knight are kind of in the same position.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of. It's just that Dominic has been in more quality feuds.
Yeah.
And been active in them too, including his daddy. So... Dominic Mysterio to me is a combination of LA Knight and Damian Priest.
Mm.
Whereas that's where heat meets action. Because when Dominic Mysterio comes out, oh, you hear the London crowd hate this man. I'm sure somebody said a couple of slurs.
The old school.
Dominic Mysterio last night, old school.
The 90s ones.
Right. And in some cases, they probably like, we ain't never seen this kind over here in England because I don't know how the Latino community. I'm very interested in what the Latino community looks like in England.
Mm.
Like that probably needs to be investigated. Like, what's the percentage of Latinos out there?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like, what's that community looks like? I'm interested in finding that out.
Sure.
That being said, that heat that he got was tremendous. And that's what I'm talking about. And if Brock Lesnar is the reason why he goes over on Cody Rhodes, it makes it even more bigger. But they squashed it. So I'm not sure where Dominic Mysterio goes from here in the way that this goes, because basically – you could be the nigga that gets heat like the Brooklyn Brawler.
Right.
No, it could be that. So, I mean, we'll see what happens on that.
You know some real shit? As I looked at the roster real quick, you know what's a good feud for Dominic Mysterio to win and it still has enough believability in it? Ricochet. Dominic going over on Ricochet ain't the worst thing in the world for either one of them. Because Ricochet, I think, will put him in enough situations to look really good. But the heat that he would draw from beating somebody who, on paper, people would be like, no way. No effing way. No way they can do this. Like, this is, like, it would bring back the Barry conversations. if Ricochet were to lose to Dominic Mysterio. But I think that's what he needs. He needs somebody like that. Somebody that y'all love for reasons that you don't even really know why you love them. you know, and that's no disrespect to Ricochet because he does some great work. But you don't, we don't really have a reason to see him face Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight title right now. We don't. So you put Dominic against somebody like that, and dare I say, have him loosely beat him clean, meaning he gets enamored with Rhea Ripley, but Dominic hits the finisher and ends the match, I think that's viable. Hey, we know Ricochet like white women. So, you know, he could be distracted by one more. One more couldn't hurt, you know?
That'd be a shame because then, like, because Samantha be over there. Listen.
Yeah. I mean, but hey, if you had to pick. Enough about that.
Nothing.
Listen, Ricochet, Dominic going over on Ricochet right now is not a bad idea for the summer. It's just not.
It's not a bad idea for the summer. Not at all. And speaking of bad decisions, it wasn't one made last night because Io Sky defeated Bayley, Becky Lynch, Trish Stratus, Zelina Vega, and Zoe Stark for the Money in the Bank ladder match. I think that was more of a foregone conclusion than anything. I was thinking maybe they would do, I had changed my pick. I was thinking maybe they do the whole Trish Stratus thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where Zoe Stark could be right there. It's almost like the Miz and homie that was with him, Alex Riley. Yeah, you know, A-Rod. That type of situation. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to A-Rod too. I thought he was really gonna be something in this bitch.
Yeah, man.
No, he's probably
something. That's another one on the list.
That is another one on the list of somebody that we thought that was gonna blow. I thought Alex Riley was going to be like John Cena Jr. in this bitch. So, but hey, it happened the way that it happened. I don't think it's too much to say about EO winning this joint. Cause it's like,
yeah. I mean, hey, yeah. I mean, look, back to the prediction show. I said, hey, what we want, what I want, is EO Sky to win this because, again, another person that's earned it since NXT. She's earned this moment since then. And for her to try to cash in on Asuka because that's what we want to see as far as the women's division, and we have not got it the way we're supposed to get it. So, hey, WWE mailed it in. But this is a good mail-in, though. Even though I said everything I had to say about Trish and I made my case, what I wanted to see was what happened, which was Io Sky winning it. And I even liked the fashion in which she won it.
Yeah.
Totally like little girl from Tekken. That reminded me of something like the little girl from Tekken would do. But congrats to Io Sky. I expect her cashing to be quick. And I expect her to have actually a decent run too, though. I actually expect her to have a decent run.
So is she going out? Is she going over? Because now, mind you, let me rephrase. Mm-hmm. It's 100% success rate for the women.
Mm-hmm.
So does she continue that?
Yeah, for sure.
And who does she go over on?
Asuka. Absolutely. That is the option. That is the choice. I mean, hey, she's wasting her time with Rhea Ripley. I don't care what happens. But that's what the title picture on SmackDown needs. Not Asuka, Bianca, or Charlotte. That's what it needs. And unfortunately, SmackDown always needs that. They always need somebody else to have the belt for a minute because it's always been Ronda, Charlotte, 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 Ronda, Asuka, Charlotte, Ronda, Charlotte, Liv, Charlotte. Like, it's always been that. So they gotta do something different.
Yeah, man. Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight Championship. I guess you could say Damian Priest cost Finn the championship.
That's the story that he gonna run with.
That's the story you gonna run with? All right, cool. So, I mean, we pretty much knew that was gonna happen. Yes. But as far as Seth goes, who do you feel is the next credible challenger for Seth's TV championship?
Right. Oh, man. Unfortunately, we would be beating horses to glue here. I think Seth Rollins needs to chill. I think he needs to chill. Like, I mean, at this point, I mean, but the way he's going at it, shoot, Riddle should get a title shot Monday. You know? I think that this fighting champion thing is played because look what we've done to the new title already. He's had 3 or 4 high-profile matches in 6 weeks. And he's guaranteed to have another one regardless with the guy who should have got a real one and not one via Twitter. So, man, really at this point, it don't matter. It don't matter because now now we got the title on the other program, and yes, you're going against Seth freaking Rollins, but it's set up to now your title match don't matter. It's literally an exhibition. He's just walking out there with the belt. That's it.
Right.
Like, and that's why this is so hard to pick. This is why I don't like short-term champions. This is why I don't mind the Roman Reigns schedule. I don't mind titles only being defended at premium live events with just story building in between time, because this is the alternative. This is the alternative. We just got the champ wrestling everybody, and we don't think he's going to lose. All he can do is conquer adversity. That's all he can do. Oh, my ribs hurt, but I won. Oh, right. My ankle. Hey, but I won. And my knee kind of fucked up, but I'm going to win though. That's it. So with that, I don't care. And I hate that I don't care, because nobody lobbied for this harder on a podcast platform than me. Like, nobody went harder for Seth Rollins to be a main title holder than me. And this is what they're doing with it. So I'm upset. I'm offended. I don't care. Kira Tozawa out there if you want to. I don't care.
I guess this is a guaranteed hope.
Let's go.
But I don't see any title challenges, especially when you're putting Drew McIntyre against Gunther.
There's that.
There's a possibility that Brock Lesnar might go up against Cody. And I don't want Brock Lesnar to go up against Seth Rollins again. I saw that match in person. Yes. And while that's a great match, I'm tired of seeing that, like I'm tired of seeing Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. I don't want to see Cody, Brock, and Seth in a triple threat. I've seen that with Seth, John Cena, and Brock Lesnar. But it's damn near like we are going to get to that. But I hope that Randy Orton is healthy. I hope that Randy Orton can go. Because it's only two people that I would want to see go up against Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. And one I've already seen, and I don't need to see it. But considering what we got on Raw, I don't mind seeing Seth versus Edge. Mm-hmm. And Edge says if he loses, he's done. Because on Friday, he's supposed to be on the Grayson Waller effect.
You on the clock, Austin.
Shouts out to you, Austin Theory. So I could see him going on there and challenging Seth Rollins for that belt. But if Randy Orton is healthy, the pop that man will receive, considering that his career was thought to be over, that's who I would like to see. Because you killed Dominic the way that you had him lose. And I still think that could work.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on how you pull it. But it just goes to show that the WWE has to do a better job at structuring who's faces and heels. And wrestlers has to understand either I'm a face or I'm a heel.
Yeah.
And stop playing that middle shit.
Yeah. I like Randy Orton, because Randy Orton's not going to waste his chance on Raw. Like, he's going to milk it till SummerSlam. So I'm with that. I'm 100% on board with that, because there is just something, some things that will just not happen if Randy Orton is getting the shot. So I am with that. Two, I would love for the storyline to be, hey, this is Triple H's future right here. Both of them, Randy and Seth, this is who he bet the farm on both times. And now they about to compete for the new title that he unveiled. I love it. That is an awesome story. Number three, Dominic Mysterio will work later because to me, he's like the dangerous Danny Davis of today. He could do anything and we hate him anyway. So, you know, he'll win a match. They're going to boo hard, lose a match. They're going to cheer and boo at the same time. But if he ever gets an opportunity, you hate the fact that he got an opportunity, so you're going to keep booing. Dangerous Danny Davis. He's another thing with pulling a referee shirt yet that I remember. I think he might have already.
Probably. But, man, we will see what happened. But that's been our breakdown for Money in the Bank. Yeah. All right, man, before we get out of here, I had went on ChatGTP. Mm-hmm. I had seen the WWE have used ChatGTP, you know, for saying like some of their best wrestlers of all time, theme songs and all of that stuff, and made little graphics and stuff. So I randomly sent Camp one that I did. Let me grab my phone. And hold on for a second.
First black champ.
I put in the jobbers, the top jobbers, mm-hmm. and it was in this order. And I have to apologize publicly to Camp because I was like, I don't see what he's talking about with the Brooklyn Barber. But number one, Barry Horowitz. Number two, Brooklyn Brawler, Steve Lombardi. Number three, my man, Iron Mike Sharp. Mm-hmm. Number four, the Mokey Brothers. Number five, Dwayne Gilbert. Number six, James Ellsworth. Mm-hmm. I don't like this list. Because James Ellsworth is not a top five.
Yeah, man. He literally wasn't around long enough. He was not to be above Louis Spicoli, at least.
Yeah. So I'm going to do, we're going to bring this segment, you know, to the show a little bit. We're going to do the first black champ AI versions of these lists. We're gonna break them down. So we see jobbers on there. So what can we do here, Camp? What can we do here, Camp? Let's give our top 10 what?
Ooh. How about top 10 botches?
Oh no, I ain't gonna do that.
You don't think that?
Let me see.
Okay. All right. I'll softball some then.
Let's see. Let's see if it do that. Yeah, I'm gonna do wrestling botches.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, hey, it put me onto the Brooklyn Barber, so hey. I'm gonna test it now for real.
I'll do people, places, or things.
Okay. So
this is funny. Yeah. Oh wow! Okay, let's go with this list.
We in the game like EA. Let's do it.
We in the game. Number 10, Big Show's choke slam. Number 9, Batista's spine buster. Batista's spine buster was one of his signature moves. However, it was the source of some major botches over the years. Number 8, Kurt Angle's moonsault. Kurt Angle's moonsault was one of his most signature moves. However, it was the source of some major botches. One famous one, Angle botched the moonsault on Brock Lesnar, causing Lesnar to land awkwardly on his neck. And we know that's mixed up because that's Brock Lesnar's.
Yes, that was a shooting star press. Yeah.
Number 7, Eddie Guerrero's frog splash. And I'm going to read this to you too. It may sound simple. In one famous instance, Guerrero botched the frog splash on Chris Benoit, causing Chris Benoit to land awkwardly on his neck. Rey Mysterio 619. It's been the subject of some major botches. One famous one where He did it to John Brashaw Layfield, calling to him to bleed from his forehead. John Cena's attitude adjustment. One famous instance, he botched the attitude adjustment on Brock Lesnar, causing him to bleed from his mouth. And then apparently The Undertaker's tombstone made him bleed from his mouth too. And it also made number three is the Stone Cold Stunner, which made Brock Lesnar bleed from his mouth. Here's my favorite one right here. Hulk Hogan's leg drop. One famous instance, he botched the leg drop on Andre the Giant, causing Andre to bleed from his mouth.
Oh, wow.
But number one is the Montreal Screwjob.
Really? Oh, wow. Hey, that's wild. But okay, that is number one. You know what? What I was hoping to see on that list was the first real botch that I remember, like, that was the most infamous of the Attitude Era, in my opinion, and y'all can throw out a different one. Kevin Nash jackknife to Big Show, or the Giant, I believe, on Nitro.
He almost broke that man neck.
Yeah, like, dumping a 7 foot plus, 500 plus pound man on his neck, and then going for the pin. Like, dang, rough business. That was almost the end of the Big Show. What about top 10 androgynous wrestlers? What about that?
Oh, shit, fam. You tweaking.
Hey, man, this is AI. They supposed to know things.
Oh, shit. These motherfuckers just told niggas they didn't bleed from their mouth three times. Hold on. Let me see something. Hold on. Let's see if we could dig in the crates.
Yeah.
Let me see if I could dig in the crates. Hold on.
That's it. Powered by my War Games. That was also.
Oof. Oh, I think I'm.
That was before Pillman kicked off the Attitude Era. That's why I counted it kind of like a separate. Yes, I do still believe that Brian Pillman is the reason for the Attitude Era. He is the godfather of the Attitude Era. Just watch him after that powerbomb, actually. Just watch him. Watch what the Hollywood Blondes are doing. Watch the Booker Man promo. Watch all of that. That is ushering the Attitude Era. I guarantee.
I think I might have one.
Let's go.
The top 8 NWA WCW World Television Champions.
Oh, here we go. Nice.
Number 8, Barry Windham.
Hey, there we go. Personal favorite, always.
Number 7. Tully Blanchard.
Okay. Shout out to Tessa. No? No. Yeah.
Number 6. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Number 5. Yeah, Dusty Rhodes.
Okay.
Number 4. Arn Anderson.
Wow. Well, okay.
All right, this is my number one. Shit, number three. Right. Number 3, Sting.
This is out of order.
Number 2, somebody that ain't never held this shit. I don't remember him holding this shit. Ric Flair.
Oh, wow.
He's always the answer to anything. And number 1, Lex Luger.
Yeah, no, this is all messed up.
It's all messed up. I'm going to do one more.
Even though I only know of the television title, like my first existence of knowing what the television title was, it was held by Arn Anderson. So by default, he's always number one on any TV champ list to me. That list just sounds wrong. And to be real, I didn't know Ricky the Dragon Steamboat had another title that wasn't the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, I believe he was the TV champion at one point.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to do one more list before we get out of here. Because it's first black champ. We're gonna do first black champ. We gotta do this right.
NWA.
Hold on. I'm gonna do one more. I'm gonna see one more.
For you. Where's Booker T? Where's Booker T on the TV title list? Yeah. He was only a WCW though television champion, though, right? Like only.
Oh, this is you wanna, this is what ChatGTP fucks up, yo. And fuck what we just said right here. I just asked ChatGTP to give us the top black wrestlers of all time.
Uh-oh. I know this janky. But you know what? Here's a great teaching moment. Here's a great teaching moment, Bang, because I want y'all to look at this list and then pay attention to what y'all believe in AI can do flawlessly. Just listen to this list. And I ain't, my screen blank. Well, that's my daughter. But I ain't looked it up either. But I know the list he about to rattle off is going to be some bull. This is
number
AI.
Number eight, Dwayne Johnson.
Okay. Mm.
Number seven, Mark Henry.
Really? Oh, my.
Number six, Coco Beware. Number five, George the Animal Steel.
Wait. Hey, George the Animal Steel, albino? Like, what? Hey, he biracial?
Oh, my God.
George biracial?
Number four, Ernie Ladd.
The cat, huh?
Number three, Ron Simmons. Number two, The Rock.
Hey. Hey. Also, it's two people. Unless one of them is not 100% black. But hey, George Animal's still on the list. Never mind. Skip it.
Number one, Booker T. Now, I'm going to read the one from my phone. Mm-hmm. Number 10 is Bobby Lashley. Number 9 is Jay Lethal. Mm. Number 8, The Rock's father, Rocky Johnson. Literally, that's what it says, The Rock's father, Rocky Johnson.
It's like, yo, just in case you don't know who he is.
Number seven, Big E. Number six, Sasha Banks. Number five, Ron Simmons. Number four, Mark Henry. Number three, Kofi Kingston. Number two, Booker T. And number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
So, my immediate problem with these lists is that, well, one, not everybody's black, right? Just, that's one. But one is obviously era specific. Like, somebody happened to watch wrestling in 2017 during Black History Month, and that's how they came up with the entire list.
I'm up to you.
And the thing is, also, outside of George the Animal Steel, right? I'm not saying that all these people don't belong on the list. But when we're talking about all time, you can't have these lists without the Junkyard Dog on it. You just can't.
I had to watch his, what's the name, too?
Yes,
the biography. I had to watch his, the Dark Side of the Ring.
You can't have one without him. And you know what? And even though, I'll keep it real. Even though I ain't seen Nan match, I'm at the point now where you can't have these kind of lists without Theodore Long on them. I think Teddy need to be on these lists. Match or not.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Because bricklayers should be in top tens. Like, we're doing the whole 50 years of hip hop thing and everybody's doing their list, blah, 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 that, whatever. But you know what? We should, like, I felt Rakim when he was like, yo, you know, I should be higher on the duo or group thing. Because I was like, hey, look, if Eric B and Rakim count themselves as a group or a duo, then yeah, they top five. Because Paid in Full is probably the classic of classics. It is probably the most, besides Criminal Minded, it's got to be one of, if not the most borrowed, bit, revamped, interpolated albums in hip-hop history. Everybody's done it. So if Rakim's saying that Eric B and Rakim should be like Mobb Deep and should be like Outkast and Capone and Noriega, then hey, then they top five.
There you go. There you go. I'm mad at it.
Yeah, but wow, George Animal Steel. Hey, who's George Animal Steel's mama? That's the question.
Question of the day.
Because if he from South Africa and just like lighter. Yeah, man. We got to figure that out. I got to figure out how George Animal Steel made this list. That ain't just a name that you just throw out.
AI thinks Animal Black. I just don't think I could think. AI is racist. I don't think I can think of. AI is racist.
No.
Hey. I looked up the top 10 black wrestlers. They didn't even give me 10. And then on one of the lists is George the Animal Steel, Camp.
Oh.
Animal. Yeah. AI is racist.
If animal means black on ChatGPT, I am going to have a heart attack.
I'm about to click this shit one more damn time. Just to see who's the next list they give.
Oh, man.
Guess what, shits and giggles.
Oh, my gosh.
Because George the Animal still being on the list of black wrestlers is wild. They got to tune it up. Maybe we just need to tune up this shit.
Oh, man. But what about tallest wrestlers? Oh, we wasted time. It's an hour and a half.
Good. All right, man. Do you have any guarantees?
Oh, man.
Guarantees post Money in the Bank.
Man, guarantees post Money in the Bank. You know what? My guarantee is that the LWO disbands because they are becoming a little too stereotypical. And the universe does not care enough. Again, we saw the pop from Santos Escobar, or lack thereof. And I think when they were in LDF, his future looked way brighter than it does with the LWO. And I think he should do something about that. With that also said, Zelina Vega and the Chancla, no. I'm offended for Latin Americans everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because not only does she just happen to have it on her, she's hitting people with it and it doesn't work. It doesn't work anymore. It worked in Puerto Rico for like two hits, but it don't work. And the LWO is a bunch of Latin people coming together for things that don't work, and that's not the fabric of what they do. Actually, Latins coming together is what makes everything work. And the WWE is not doing that. So if you're not going to do it right, don't do it at all. Hey, nobody alive or related to the Eddie Guerrero was even in it or helped start it or was there for the foundation. So let it all go. I'm not saying that Latin wrestlers don't need factions. I'm saying that wrestling doesn't need the LWO. That's all.
They didn't need it before, and they didn't need it after.
You know, so, I mean, hey, the only thing worse that they could do is become the Mexicools. That's the only thing worse that they could do. And again, I don't know how y'all viewed Eric Bischoff's view of Latins in the 90s, but it wasn't right. That wasn't right at all. That was bogus.
Yeah.
So my guarantee is that, man, we just see the writing on the wall. LWO does not work. We get rid of that and we have them do something else.
Yeah. My guarantee is that I'm just gonna put it out there. And that's messed up. George Animal Steel, Steve Nash, Elion Cousins. And man, that Elion probably believable. Look, fam, I'm gonna just put my prediction as far as the Fatal 4-Way out there as my guarantee, in hopes that it happens. A Fatal 4-Way at SummerSlam for the Tribal Chief and Universal Championship.
I just think that you have to continue that storyline with this storyline. It makes perfect sense to me. And with that being said, it's so many ways that you can go. Like, that's the other part of it too. It's so many ways that you can go. So since it's so many ways that you can go with this, let's just go ahead and do it like that. Just go ahead and give us the fatal four way and make people take a chance, like make choices.
Okay.
On who they would like to see as the tribal chief. Like, even going to SummerSlam and being like, yo, so who you want to see as your tribal chief? Like, and seeing the people pick and choose who should be their tribal chief. I want that for us. I want that for us, y'all. So that's my pick. That's my guaranteed team. Let's get it.
All right. All right, all right. Well, man, it's been an awesome episode here, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, checking out the live stream. Thank y'all for holding down the thread. You know what I'm saying? Likes, comments, shares, questions, things that could get you potentially banned. Hey, it's not us. I'm living proof.
Yeah.
It ain't us. All right. And obviously, Bang and I could do this show and do this first Black Champ thing without all of you. But each and every one of you choosing the way you want to be a part of the community makes it that much greater. And for that, we sincerely and greatly thank and appreciate all of you in the First Black Champ podcast community. So with all of that said, whenever you want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the First Black Champ podcast. Camp. Pick. VPBDOC. And we are out. Fuck Johnny Wrestling.
I was waiting on that. And we ain't even seen him, so like he popped up.
I seen him on their channel. He was getting chokeslammed by Damian Priest to win the North American title, too.
Man,
shout out to Damian Priest. I knew I liked you for another reason. I forgot about that one.